What is your all-time favorite hymn? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin inviting you to vote for your favorite hymn. Send an email with your vote to hymnvote@issuesetc.org, and during the week of August 9th, we'll study the top five hymns chosen by Issues Etc. listeners. Voting ends July 25th. Vote today for your favorite hymn, hymnvote@issuesetc.org. A hymn for any time of the church year is fine. hymnvote@issuesetc.org.
Total seats to be elected is one. Valid votes were 1,184. Needed to elect 593. Matthew C. Harrison is declared elected with 643 votes, 54% of the vote. Reverend Chairman.
Thank you. The Chair congratulates Reverend Matthew C. Harrison and declares him as the newly elected president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
I think it'll take a while for me to stop enjoying listening to that. It's a big day here at Lutheran Public Radio and Issues Etc. Pastor Matt Harrison, a good friend of this program, elected the 13th president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod by about a 9% with 54% of the vote on this Tuesday afternoon, July the 13th. A very happy day for us and for Pastor Matt Harrison. So many who listen and also who were there voting for him. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to replay an interview that we had just about a half hour ago with Pastor Matt Harrison live from Houston, Texas, here to kick off this hour, and then we'll continue our series, part two of a daily series on Christ Alone, with Dr. Rod Rosenblatt of the White Horse Inn. We'll be talking about the law, that word of God that condemns us and prepares the heart to hear of Christ's perfect obedience to the law. Our call-in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can send us a tweet at @issuesetc. Now, about a half an hour ago, Pastor Matt Harrison was not only elected president-elect of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, but he was kind enough a few minutes later to join us live from Houston, Texas, where the 64th annual triennial convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is being held for his very first interview since his election. Let's listen to what Pastor Matt Harrison, president-elect of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, had to say. Matt, first of all, congratulations, but I'm interested your thoughts on being elected the 13th president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. What's going through your mind right now?
I think a great sense of my own sinfulness and unworthiness, and just hoping deeply that all your dear listeners and friends will be fervent in prayer for us as we move forward in a very, very challenging time, that we might be faithful to Christ and His Word through and confession, and share that bright light everywhere we can.
Matt, there is without a doubt a divide in our church body, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on issues of both doctrine and practice, and they're related to each other. What can be done to mend these differences, Matt?
As I've said many times, I believe the Word of God can unite us. I do not believe that coercion can unite us. We have to move hard. We have to look at ourselves, and if we have not compelled somebody else to our viewpoint, we must first ask ourselves, why is my position so weak? To the Scriptures, and repentance. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Matt, how would you characterize the biggest, I mean, obviously this is a time for you to begin to gain a perspective on the task that is before you and the rest of us, but what do you think is the biggest challenge facing the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod right now?
I think the biggest challenge is how we deal with being Lutheran faithfully in this day and age, in this place, and do so as a body that cares for one another as a true fellowship of Christ.
It's obvious that people have lost the confidence, the trust, if you will, in the efficiency of the LCMS headquarters? What can be done to restore that trust between congregations, pastors, lay people, and those who serve at the synodical level?
I think we must continue to be and increase our transparency and let people know exactly what's happening, particularly on the financial side, so that folks are aware of just exactly the challenge we face and why. And I think that will go a long way towards assisting us in the circumstance.
You said something from the dais right after you were elected that struck me. You addressed the assembled delegates for the convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Matt, and you said, well, you have kept your spotless record of electing sinners to serve you as president. What did you mean by that, and why say that to the delegates and indeed to the whole church at a time like this?
I think as we know the scriptures and the doctrine of grace, and to be placed in a position of such trust by this confessional Lutheran church body, basically the leading confessional church body in the world, is the most humbling experience one could ever undergo. And I'm deeply aware of my own weaknesses and shortcomings and the great need for the mercy and grace of Christ to tackle the task ahead.
Matt, two final questions for you, and then I know you're very busy with other press. You have also been elected in the context of a pretty radical restructuring of at least the governing structures of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. This is a big change for everybody. How do you hope we can proceed forward with the new structure that the convention has given the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod?
Well, it's an enormous task. It covers an enormous area of concern, multiple areas of concern. I did not ask for the kind of shift in authority to the president's office. And we will just have to, after the dust settles, begin working on, to the best of our ability, administering those issues and challenges faithfully under the cross, and to the best of our ability. And I think the work at LCMS World Relief and Human Care has been unbelievably excellent preparation for this work, but I know the challenges before us are exponentially greater. And so I plead for all your listeners whom I love so much, and thank you so much for having been on the show so many times, Todd, and appreciate you personally. This is the first interview I've done, by the way, and I wanted to do it with you.
And we deeply appreciate that, Matt. I cannot tell you how deeply we appreciate all of that. Finally, Matt, before we let you go, your general thoughts on the future of confessional Lutheranism.
Well, Luther says that the gospel is like a fahrende Platweg, a passing rain shower that waters a place for time and then fades away for thanklessness. I pray that through repentance, as the Lord gives us repentance, that the gospel may rain down upon us intensely in the Missouri Synod even more, so that we may be a blessing, both here in the United States, reaching out to so many that we need right here, and also providing the kind of steadfast leadership we need to in the world.
Pastor Matt Harrison is president-elect of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Matt, you have been very generous with your time, and thank you very much for the very first interview. I deeply appreciate that. And my prayers my family, Jeff and Craig, and I know so many of our listeners, are with you and your family as you proceed on this big task. Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And with you as well. Well, I'll be honest with you, folks. I've been thinking about this day for a long time. I've said many times, I am a son of the church body that I have been a pastor of now for 20 years. I'm a son of that church, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Its long history is my history. The product of its parochial schools from kindergarten all the way through seminary and beyond. And from a Lutheran family, a baptized Lutheran in my infancy. And I care deeply. I've had my quarrels and my struggles with my own church body, but I care deeply about the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. and still do. So I've been thinking about a day like this for a long, long time. And I wondered to myself many a time over the last several years that if a day like this would come when, and I've said it before, when a pastor, a theologian, a man of mercy were to be elected the president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, my beloved church body, what would this man say to the church? I mean, those first words are so very important. And I was deeply gratified that when Pastor Harrison took the dais after his election, he did so with the words of Christ on his lips. With the words of the apostle, with the words of Dr. Luther. And then when he came to his own words, he simply presented himself to this church as the sinner that he is. I've been a longtime supporter of Pastor Harrison. I've made no bones about that. I've been as public as I can possibly be on that subject. And I'm happy today. I really am. But this isn't about an election or a presidency or even a denomination. This is about sinners who need Jesus. And how gratifying it is to hear this pastor, this theologian, this man of mercy step on the dais there, newly elected as the president of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, and admit that he is just as rotten a sinner as I am. And that he needs the forgiveness that only Christ can give as much as I do. Because this is the message this church and every church ought to have for a world of sinners. We are, in Luther's fine words, we are beggars showing other beggars where to find the bread. And the bread is the forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ. We'll be right back.
Shout it now, there's no one who can doubt it now. So let's tell the world about it now. Happy days are here.
In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues, etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc. and you.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.